We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Looks like big changes are coming to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena on New Year's Day every year, right? Tournament of Roses has struck a deal for the stadium to stay part of the college football playoffs, and that allows for the playoffs to expand to 12 teams starting in the 2024 season.
Joining us live this morning, a top expert in the business of sports, Andrew Zimbalist of Smith College. Hey, Andrew.
Hello.
There we go.
Good morning.
Good morning. We got you. All right. Okay. So it's the business of sports. So let's talk about business, which really is about money. And the expansion was expected to bring in an extra $450 million a year. That's what I'm seeing. So in the end, doesn't just come down to money.
Yes. The answer unequivocally is yes. It's likely we're talking about expanding the postseason up to 12 teams, which is, three times what it is now. And it's now the annual television money is around $600 million. So I think eventually we might be talking about a number that's greater than $450 million in terms of growth of revenue.
Why did it come down to the wire? I mean, for people who haven't been following this step by step, the Rose Bowl was haggling and they weren't going to sign on to this. And then it kind of risked everything at the end if they didn't, right? And then did they cave? What happened to take this to that final moment? I don't know.
You know,
last
night. I think that the Rose Bowl historically, as you know, is a playoff game of the leader in the Big Ten and the Pac-12. And as such, until the development at the beginning of this century of a true national championship game, until that development, you could look at the Rose Bowl as the national championship game. And what's happened over the last 15 or 20 years is that it slowly slid into a slot where it's a semifinal game. It's not the final game. So I think some of the gravitas of what used to be part of the Rose Bowl lore has been diminished. It's still there, but it's been diminished. And at the end of the day, if the college football playoff couldn't get an agreement with the Rose Bowl, they would have gone somewhere else. And that whole Rose Bowl connection to the championship of college football would have disappeared. For Pasadena, they wanted to hold it on the same day as the Rose Bowl parade. They were concerned that any reorganization of the playoff system would threaten that. But what they realized is at the end of the day, they don't have the same kind of prestige that they used to have, and that the CFP, the college football playoff, could have walked away from them. They didn't want that to happen.
Were they really fighting for that time slot too? I mean, that 2 p.m., 5 p.m. January 1st, that's what people know and expect. And
exactly.
It's huge. I mean, that's the huge time for everybody. You're hungover after New Year's and you're going to watch the football game at 2 o'clock.
Well, it's a tradition, right? It's like Thanksgiving dinner that you sit down. At least it was true in my family and the families of my friends, that you sat down on New Year's Day and you watch this, or January 2nd and you watch this. So I think that it was certainly, Pasadena certainly had some leverage here, but not all the leverage that they wanted. Now, the deal that they have, as I understand it, at this point only goes through 2025. And obviously they'll be looking for a longer term deal, and they need to maintain good relations between CFP and the Rose Bowl committee.
Andrew Zimbalist, Smith College. Andrew, thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.